This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, discussing the Ellen Greenberg murder case. And this is one of them that you just shake your head at. How has nothing been done here? How come there hasn't been a reopening into this investigation? And maybe we're getting a little bit closer. It seems like there's a lot of politics involved, a lot in this case where somebody didn't want to do something for some reason. We don't know why. We don't know if it's part of a cover-up, if it's just something else that may end up looking like that, but really may not be. But supporters of the family now, they have a petition going. They're asking the mayor, Jim Kenney, who has the power to order his chief medical examiner to reopen the case to do that. As of this recording, about 155,000 people have signed the petition. We'll have the link here in the episode description as well. What does it take to get something like this to be reopened, especially when you have so many moving parts, so many hands that need to work together that belong to different entities, and some wanna and some don't, but we don't know why?
Good question. What does it take?
Yeah.
As you're going through that, I read this case, getting ready to have a chat about it, the thing that struck me, the thing that makes these things happen, are amazing parents that never gave up.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, that's what starts the entire thing. And here's what, so let's look at an arc. Mm-hmm. Another, I love these arcs because they become really predictable. So here is what seems to be a beautiful young woman. And I don't know how you commit suicide the way that
you don't. She
died. You don't do that. It doesn't happen the way they said it happened.
No.
But in this case, because she had a lot of healthy relationships outside of what might have been, you know, her husband.
Yum.
It, because of those healthy relationships, people aren't giving up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference that we're seeing in some of these other cases where, you know, the sad one where no one even noticed a little girl was missing for 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, because those people's arc of their life, they had ruined all the relationships. So no one even noticed when something and someone went missing. But in this case, it's different. Here's a beautiful young woman that apparently had some really great, healthy, strong relationships, and no one's giving up still. Good for them. That's what makes a difference. Because when you can highlight stuff, as you said, the politics, something's not right here. Guaranteed something's not right. And yeah, I know we'll find that the lowest level where it started to be something not right. But at the same time, I love holding leadership accountable.
Mm-hmm.
How can anyone look at this and not do something more? It does not pass the reasonable test in any situation whatsoever. And so, you know, when it comes to law, most of the common phrase people are looking for in both sides is reasonableness. Is it reasonable to keep this closed, or is it reasonable to reopen and reexamine this now that it's come to light, all these things? It's extremely reasonable that you take a second look at this. So that's what it takes. It takes someone with an objective optic that is not politically, emotionally, or biased in any way, taking a look at this, say, ooh, something went sideways here. And we'll look at it at the ground granular level. And we're going to keep going as far up as we possibly can to identify the leadership that was in place as well and hold that leadership accountable. Because if you want to fix a problem, you don't fix a problem at the ground level, because you do. But that stuff that's happened at the ground level has trickled down as the way we're going to do things. And it's okay to do things that way.
It seems like a lot of this case, the leadership that should have been raising their hand going, well, we got to hold this person accountable or that person accountable or this department more accountable. They weren't doing it because they seemed to, it had roadblocks every which way, shape and form. And none of it ever really made a whole lot of sense. Nobody really knew why there was constantly roadblocks going on. The autopsy changing the results to suicide, yeah, was at the request of the police and not the medical professionals who look at these things and say, yeah, here's how the person died. The police came back and said, we'd like you to change that to suicide. And they did. How often does something like that happen? I mean, I don't think it's very common. Do you?
You don't see it that often. Last time, I'm sorry for the slight chuckle. Last time I saw that was watching Jaws. You know, when you wanted to give it the shark attack, a medical examiner comes in and then they change it because the mayor says this will hurt hurt our sales this summer. I mean,
yeah.
Literally, it's and so that's why when you see things like this, when you don't understand why. That's when there's a lack of transparency. When you have a lack of transparency, that's when you have unhealthy things going on. And I think we're going to uncover a lot of fear. So that's what it comes down to, is trust is feeling safe, and not trust is feeling fear. And so there's a fear of doing the right thing in a lot of different areas here. Why? Someone's making someone not feel safe to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. At least back then, and now hopefully it's changed enough, but someone is ruling the roost here, kind of going back to the Alec Murdoch group down there. That family ruled with a lot of fear. People have fear of saying the truth. People have fear of saying what's going on and what's really going on because they fear retribution. They fear it's going to hurt their careers, hurt their family, hurt something in some way, because someone has a lot of tendrils all over the place and they're using that as levers of manipulation. And I think that's what's going to be uncovered here, no doubt.
Will this petition, you think, make a big difference for people to do the right thing, to speak up, knowing that, okay, there's a lot of people paying attention to this now. It's not just me on my own that's going to raise my hand and say, I was asked to do this. This doesn't make a lot of sense. As opposed to in the last couple of years where this was just kind of in the news, but now it seems there's getting to be a larger and larger public outcry, thank goodness, on this, to have some sort of change done. Is this really, you think, the only way that we're going to get some answers, some questions answered, by having the public raise their hands and really make a fit about this to get somebody to take action?
I think so. And that's the greatest thing about our society is corruption's been around since we could communicate, and it always will be. And we're not going to get rid of corruption. But the thing that holds people accountable is free press. It's doing this. It's the ability to us as a society to move beyond just the small little community that's been affected, where it can be brushed under, and getting it out on podcasts like this. I mean, I didn't know about this case. Now I know about this case. Now I'm invested in this. Yeah. Petitions are great, but if it's only a petition signed by local people, we can kind of brush that along because we can control that situation by making those people sign it fearful.
Yeah.
You know, but now that's beyond their influence of fear. I mean, no, you know, it has a much greater impact. And so I think that's why we have a great freedom of press, and that's really the main reason for podcasts and newscasts and things like that, is not to overinflate things. But I love it when true crime things, both in the media, in all aspects of media, hold people accountable by bringing these things to light for reasonableness. It's not like anyone's here looking for confirmation bias. We're like, hey, here's a set of circumstances that look completely back-asswards.
Yeah.
Why this? And I think when you get a broader audience where that those people controlling those levers don't have impact anymore, then that's when they're going to have to change your behavior.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts, and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.